Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Officials at the World Health Organization say they'll finally be able to send a team to China this weekend to study the spreading coronavirus. China says at least 63,000 people have been diagnosed with the illness and that nearly 1,400 people have died. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar told NPR's Morning Edition the World Health Organization has many questions for Chinese health officials.
How quickly does this virus spread? What is the incubation period? What is the severity? Is there asymptomatic transmission? We still don't have the answers to those questions, and so obviously we're quite eager for the Chinese to accept the offer of the World Health Organization in the United States to assist their scientists in this endeavor.
Separately, Chinese officials say 1,700 medical workers have been diagnosed with the disease and six have died. The organizers of this summer's Tokyo Olympics say the Games will not need to be moved or rescheduled despite the spread of the coronavirus. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul that Games are scheduled to begin July 24th.
John Coates, head of the International Olympic Committee Coordination Commission, told a press briefing in Tokyo that based on the advice from the World Health Organization, there's no need to draw up contingency plans. Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee Chief Yoshiro Mori said organizers would work with the government and respond calmly to any problems caused by the virus. Coates added that authorities would monitor athletes coming to Japan, including those from China, which has the largest number of infections. Japan currently has more than 200 cases, most of them passengers and crew from a cruise ship quarantined in the port of Yokohama. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
Nevada's largest union has declined to endorse a Democratic presidential candidate ahead of the state's caucuses on February 22nd. From member station KNUR, Bree Zender reports the union represents about 60,000 casino workers and bartenders.
Candidates covet the endorsement of the Culinary Union 226, which is largely made up of women, people of color, and immigrants. But none of the Democratic candidates is getting it. Heokanda Arguello Klein is its secretary treasurer.
And the official announcement is we're going to endorse our goals, what we're doing. That's what we're going to endorse. We're not going to endorse a candidate.
The union is clear it does not support a Medicare for All plan. The workers fought hard to have their health care and they want to keep it. The union says it has felt the wrath of Bernie Sanders supporters online. For NPR News, I'm Bree Zender in Reno.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 17 points at 29,406. The NASDAQ is up more than 28 points at 9,740. The S&P 500 is up about 4 points. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Officials in Puerto Rico say online saboteurs tried to steal more than $4 million from government agencies. Authorities say someone got into the Puerto Rican employee retirement system last December and misdirected money. Officials have now frozen nearly $3 million. A Syrian war monitoring group says Israeli airstrikes killed at least 4 Iranian officers and 3 Syrian soldiers at the Damascus International Airport. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the airstrikes came after a cargo plane landed at the airport in the Syrian capital. The target may have been a shipment of weapons. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stopped short of claiming responsibility, but he dryly told Israeli media maybe it was the Belgian Air Force. In recent years, Israel has carried out numerous strikes on Iranian weapons shipments and military positions in Syria. And the Israeli military says it's drawn up a new strategic plan for, quote, enhancing lethality, including enhancing Israel's capacities to confront Iran. Last week, Syria blamed Israel for strikes that reportedly killed 24 Iran-backed and Syrian fighters. Israel's defense minister seemed to take credit for it, saying, "We will do more and more." Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
News reports say a rocket or mortar shell struck a base in northern Iraq Thursday that hosts U.S. military forces. No injuries were reported. It's not clear who fired it. This is the same base where a U.S. civilian contractor was killed in December in a similar attack. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include LegalZoom. LegalZoom is committed to helping set up small businesses for success this year. More information is available at LegalZoom.com/NPR. And Americans for the Arts.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And at 3 o'clock, after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. Music next from Kenny Neal. We're going to turn to Kenny from his disc Let Life Flow. And this came out back in 2008. He's had a number of albums out since he first recorded back in, I think it was 87, his first album was released. He's from Baton Rouge, the son of the late Rafael Neal. Kenny started his performing career at the age of 13 in his father's band. Here's Kenny with a composition of his own called Louisiana Stew.
In the Louisiana stew, we love our music, our voodoo too. You ain't had nothing till you taste our food. Alligators chilling, crawfish too, catfish swimming in the Louisiana stew. That voodoo. that old black cat again. My friend.
Depression Blues, Sugar Ray Rayford from his disc Dangerous. That disc came out in 2013. Sugar Ray Rayford's won blues awards. He's been pretty much a lead singer for the band The Mannish Boys. Originally from Tyler, Texas, sang in gospel choir as a child. Ended up in the Marine Corps for a while and then ultimately moved out to the West Coast. Sugar Ray Rayford. He was preceded by Kenny Neal. Kenny kicked off the second hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday here on KRVS with a track from his disc Let Life Flow. Kenny did one of his own compositions, Louisiana Stew. Kenny on vocals, guitar, and blues harp. And, of course, he'll be appearing at the Baton Rouge Blues Fest coming up in April. We're going to turn next to E.C. Scott from Oakland, California. She started her musical career as a in a gospel choir as a young girl from her disc The Other Side of Me that came out in 2003. Here's E.C. Scott with a number called Doing My Own Thing.
Live it like you want to live it. Give it like you want to give it. Love it like you wanna love it. Hold it like you wanna hug it. I'm expressing myself. Make me so mad every time I turn my back. People are talking about EC. They say I'm doing this and that, but that don't bother me, cause I'm not bothering you. I'm doing my own thing. That's all I wanna do. Every night and day. If I don't throw no beer cans in your backyard, what do you got to say? Let me do my thing. That's all I wanna do. Big fat Sally, with your mini skirt on. You say she ought to be whipped for ever leaving home. But just leave alone, y'all. She's just doing her own thing. What's wrong with Big Fat Sally doing her own thing? Now this is the blues. Tell you about a friend of mine who was 92 years old. One thing I liked about her, she sure had a whole lot of soul. I said, the women folk are talking about you all in your neighborhood. They say all the young men you got sure don't mean you're no good. She told me one thing, if I live to be 99, if young men kill me, you know what she told me? I sure don't mind dying. And that's when I made up my mind. I made up my mind that same day. I was gonna do my own thing. Live like I wanna live. Play like love who I wanna love. You see, I'm doing my own thing. Please don't stop me. I'm doing my own thing. I'm doing my own thing. I'm doing my own thing. Live it like you wanna live it. Give it like you wanna give it. Love it like you wanna love it. Hold it like you wanna hug it.
Down to Rosie's stop, Fannie Mae. Gonna tell Fannie what I heard a boyfriend say. Don't start me to talking, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, somebody got to go. Jack gave his wife $2 to go down and get some marking. Get out on the street, old George stopped. He knocked her down and blackened her eye. She came back home and told her husband a lie. Don't start me to talk, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up all this signifying, cause somebody got to go. Some money to go down to the beauty shop. He honked his horn, he began to stop. Said, take me, baby, around the block. Going to beauty shop walking, got to get my hair in a sock. Don't start me to talk, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying. Somebody got to go.
The late Etta James from her Grammy Award-winning disc Blues to the Bone came out in 2004. Etta doing a cover of the old Sonny Boy Williamson tune Don't Start Me to Talkin'. Before hearing Etta, we heard E.C. Scott from her disc The Other Side of Me. E.C. again did a number for us called Doing My Own Thing. Next year on KRVS, New York, Brooklyn, I should say, Brooklyn bad boy Papa Chubby has a brand new disc out. He's been recording for many, many years now. His latest disc is called It's a Mighty Hard Road, and from that disc here's Papa Chubby on guitar and vocals with a composition of his own called Lost Again.
I'm feeling pretty low right now, feeling sorry for myself. Thought that I was cool, it must be someone else. Like kissing on a whisper, watching Sarah Bend, looking at the radio, feeling lost again, lost again. I thought that I was over this, thought that I was free, but a specter never leaves you, never lets you be. So pour me up some whiskey, I'll drink it down, my friend. Looking at the radio, feeling lost again, lost again. Won't you play that vuvuzela in the middle of the square? Thrashing and embarrassed, no one's even there. A thousand spirits watching, and you don't even care. You send them up to hell forevermore. You send them up to hell forevermore. Thank you. asked you to forgive me. You said it was a shame, but you knew I'd never hurt you, even though I was to blame. So past that burning amber, there's no need to offend. Looking at the radio, feeling lost again, lost again.
Support for KRVS and the Blues Box comes from Dr. Gary Granger with Granger Eye Studio, offering a complete range of eye care services, including diagnosis and treatment of typical vision disorders. Granger Eye Studio is located at 107 Saint-Sarcelle Boulevard, Suite 704 in Youngsville. The phone number is 337-451-4511. The website is GrangerEyeStudio.com.
Cheating on you, no more treating you cruel, no more doing you wrong. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And I will try to do much better, baby, from now on. We'll be right back.
BB and the Blues Shacks from their disc Reservation Blues. That came out in 2017. They've had another one out since then, backing up a woman, a blues singer. And this was their 13th disc out. They've been out, they've been performing for like 30 years, European based. They recorded this disc in Germany. They were preceded by Papa Chubby. We heard Papa Chubby from a brand new disc called It's a Mighty Hard Road. Papa on guitar and vocals doing a piece for us called Lost Again. We're going to turn next to Junior Parker. We're going to go back to December of 1956. He was pretty hot back then. He came out of the Memphis blues scene, a fine blues harp player and singer. It's his vocals that really brought him a lot of fame. He's also a good composer. He wrote the tune Mystery Train that was covered by Elvis Presley during one of Presley's Sun recording sessions. Junior Parker himself recorded for Sun Records for a while. Here is Junior Parker on blues harp and vocals with a number called Pretty Baby.
You to have a tell. shake like a willow tree. Call me the rocker, I can really rock a while. They call me the rocker, I can really rock a while. With a real gone mama, don't let me take your style. Rock it easy, don't want to take your style.
That was obviously an unmistakably Howling Wolf. Howling Wolf recorded in London back in May of 1970, the 4th of May, along with Eric Clapton, Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts. Let me see, was it Ian Stewart was on piano on that track. Steve Winwood is on piano and some others. And, of course, that was Chess's concept album, the idea of sending a Howling Wolf to London to record with some of the best-known blues rock artists, acid rock artists of that era, so they could market him to a much broader audience. The disc did very well, and historically it's definitely something to listen to and consider. Before we heard Howling Wolf, we heard Junior Parker, who actually worked in Howling Wolf's band, one of Wolf's first bands back in the late 1940s. We heard Junior Parker do Pretty Baby from December of 1956. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to Robert Lee McCoy, Robert Lee McCullum, and ultimately known as Robert Nighthawk. Originally from Mississippi, he left the state under somewhat of a legal cloud, so the historians say, and ultimately ended up in Chicago. But he definitely moved around a lot, was an itinerant musician, and never stayed in one place long enough to really build up very supportive audiences. But he had some great recordings. He hit it well with his first recording that he did in May of 1937. This was during those sessions at the first Sonny Boy Williamson and also Big Joe Williams recorded. In fact, both of those guys are on this next track, Sonny Boy Williamson on blues harp, and Joe Williams also on guitar, and Robert Nighthawk on guitar and vocals. Here's Nighthawk with the song that basically gave him his name, Prowling Nighthawk.
Now I'm the prowling nighthawk. I prowl every day and night. Now I'm the prowling nighthawk. I prowl every day and night. And the reason I prowl so long, my baby don't treat me right. Proud so long till it made my knee bone sore. I have proud so long till it have made my knee bone sore. But when I find a little girl that I love, you won't see me proud no more. Someday, I ain't gonna be no prowling man. I said someday, I won't be no prowling man. I ain't gonna be mischievous, ain't gonna be too hard to understand. Traveling like I have, play that thing, boy. Now I've been rambling and prowling ever since I was 12 years old. I have been rambling and prowling ever since I was 12 years old. And I wouldn't stop rambling for my waiting gold. But someday I ain't gonna prowl no more. Yes, someday I ain't gonna prowl no more. But you know right now, I haven't got no place to go. Hattie, 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 what have you done to me? Hattie, 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 what have you done to me? I believe to my soul you got a doggone stingaree. When I go out stinging, I goes out all alone.
What about it, Slim?
I'll tell you directly. Now I'm going to tell you.
Bit out, then.
My name is Red. I live out west. Don't want to be tangled up in that mess. Never drink honey, pass it all around.
Yeah, y'all, Slim.
Call that jive, you and Willie be shooting. Holy stuff in town.
Recorded in Memphis back in 1924, that was Hattie Hart, along with Alan Shaw and Willie Borum on guitars, and Shaw also on the vocals. Coldest Stuff in Town. That same session produced another tune that Hattie Hart was very well known for, called I Let My Daddy Do That. She was originally from Memphis and worked with the Memphis Jug Band for a while. I think she recorded maybe 6 tracks with them. One of the interesting blues women to come out of that particular period and out of the Memphis Memphis blues scene. Before hearing Hattie Hart, we heard Robert Nighthawk. We heard Nighthawk from 1937, along with Big Joe Williamson, Sonny Boy Williamson, doing the tune that earned him his nickname, Nighthawk. Again, his name was Robert Lee McCoy, and sometimes went by the name of Robert Lee McCollum. Well, we just heard Hattie Hart with Alan Shaw and Willie Borum. We're going to listen to her next with the Memphis Jug Band. This next recording was done back in June of 1930, and the band consisted of Will Shade on vocals and blues harp. Kazoo on this track, he was also a blues harp player. Ben Ramey on guitar, Charlie Bursey on jug, Hamboon Lewis also with the band. From June of 1930, the Memphis Jug Band with Papa's Got Your Water On.
My brown skin mama, better known as Miss Jenny Rice.
I'm going to make you wish you never had been born. I just went uptown, got my gun out of pawn.
Don't start nothing, baby, because your papa's got your bad water on. If you don't believe I'm a jockey, you can bag your mule up in my stall. Thank you.
garbage can, with one leg in his pants and his shoes in his hand. So now tell me, mama, I ain't gonna ask you no more. Yeah, when I'm coming through, run out that back door.
Casey Bill Weldon, sometimes referred to as the king of the Hawaiian guitar, or the Hawaiian guitar wizard. Casey Bill recorded in Chicago back in 1936. That was, of course, a number called Backdoor Blues. There are a lot of variants of that particular tune, and one or two others that songs that go on that theme, like wife telling the husband that's somebody's hat or somebody's shoes or what have you. Anyway, Casey Bill Weldon is probably best remembered for his WPA blues. Also, his move to the outskirts of town has been recorded by all sorts of people over the years. But he had a number of other hot recordings. This one was a case in point. He got his start on the Memphis blues scene, and he performed a bit with the Memphis Jug Band, whom we heard just prior to hearing Casey Bill himself. We heard the Memphis Jug Band, a little different iteration of the band than the one that included Casey Bill Weldon. But it was sort of almost a training ground for musicians out of Memphis. The Memphis Jug Band was, and some really, really good people came out of that. Casey Bill, Memphis, many recorded with him, Hattie Hart, Will Shade, Charlie Bursey, and others. And they definitely had a big, big influence on blues and the jug band, the era of the jug bands. They had Cannon's Jug Band, Jug Stompers, and several other groups. We're going to turn to one of the great blues guitarists to come out of the Memphis scene. We're going to go back to 1927 and listen to Furry Lewis on guitar and vocals. He was an itinerant blues man, lost a leg in somewhere around 1916 or 1917, ended up recording in the late 1920s and worked for 40 years as a sanitation worker for the Memphis Sanitation Department as a street cleaner, and was discovered rediscovered back in the late 1950s. Here again, Furry Lewis from 1927 with a little number for us called A Jelly Roll.
I went to the gypsies get my fortune told. Went to the gypsies, baby, get my fortune told. Lord, the gypsies told me, boy, you got a jelly roll. Ain't nobody in town cook a jelly roll like mine. Nobody in town cook a jelly roll like mine. Nobody in town cook a jelly roll like mine. I was fresh on Main Street, Lord, I start down deep. Fresh on Main Street, Lord, I start down deep. Looking for my good Lord, did we all call Lucy? I know you don't want me, why don't you tell me so? Babe, I know you don't want me, why don't you tell me so? And you won't be bothered with me around your house. I'm a good guy, quit me, my kid done put me down. I'm a good guy, quit me, my kid done put me down. I wouldn't hate so bad, but it's talked all over town. We got a new way spelling, Memphis, Tennessee. We got a new way spelling, Memphis, Tennessee. double M, double E, Lordy, why does me? Lord, my gal done quit me now. Yeah, Lord, my gal done quit me now. I'm going to the river, I'm gonna jump overboard and drown.
Once again, Furry Lewis from 1927 with Jelly Roll. After his rediscovery in the 1950s, late 50s, he ended up he was in a Burt Reynolds movie. He also appeared on the Johnny Carson show. Must have had a pretty good time. He, of course, recorded quite a bit until his passing in 1981. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. You can find us online at krvs.org and on Facebook at KRVS Public Media. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and as we always say, also by listeners like you. We'd like to thank those of you who are members who contribute annually to keep this station on the air. If you're not a supporter, we hope that you'll assess some monetary value to the pleasure you get out of public radio here in